Let's try to squeeze in one oath, maybe a little shorter than usual, but I unfortunately have to run to the care of something. So we're up to Oz Chas, and page 21 over here. And again, he's been continuing his discussion and his development of the greatness of all of the creation. It took me a while to figure out what he's doing in this oath. I think I figured it out. You guys maybe will differ, but let's read it and we'll try to understand. He writes, "Inyan hadimyon hu koach ne'etzol min haseichel." So the dimyon is a power which comes out of our intelligence. Because again, he was talking about intelligence the previous one. What he means by dimyon is difficult. So dimyon often means imagination. I'm not sure if he means imagination or if he just means the fact that sometimes we're drawn to do things that don't make sense. You know, for the brisker or for the real rational thinker, doing things that aren't logical is very difficult to wrap your mind around. I'm not sure. It's definitely acting with emotion. But usually acting with emotion is the source of irrational thought. So I'm not 100% sure which one he means. Either one could certainly be true. And he writes, "V'hu shitchi bilti iyuni," and that's the nature of irrational thought, is that it's very superficial, right? It doesn't have a depth to it. "V'tivo," but yet the nature of it is such, "L'shachneya es ha'adam v'le'esor es libo shlo yachshav neged dimyo." It can be so, you know, engaging, which is why imagination is in a certain sense true also, but not imagination in the sense of things that don't make sense, but imagination in terms of our, maybe, you know, fantasies or things that we are envisioning we want to happen. We can become so enthralled with an idea that we want it to happen that we it prevents our rational thought from overriding it. And there's a constant battle between the rational side of us and our irrational. And it's two forces that are pulling at us. The adam makir besimcha besichlo, and if you can for a moment tap into the rational thought, a person knows ki adimyon lav bar samcha, they can't rely on the irrational. Aval leite minatzeach adimyon biyosa tokef al adam biyoser, and yet somehow the dimyon often, again maybe not that often, wins and wins out. Then he says, divrei hayamim v'koros odlam heim alfim harbe asachachem bedarko. Divrei Yomim, I think it refers to history, like Zechor Yomo Solom. So the history can be a great source of wisdom. V'al Todos Ovar, you said Ad Nechachmoso, and you can really base a lot by studying history. V'amnam, B'yos Adam Oe V'chadei Shil Hartzos Lifnekol, Nitzvuhar B'shkar B'sifrei HaToldos. But because people like to hear themselves and their own version of things, even history contains a lot of lies. And a lot of what we would call dimyon, it's interpretation. Right? There are certain parts of history that are fact, and then you start figuring out, you know, what was the cause of World War I? So you'll have seven historians give you different events that they believe were the reason. Not necessarily lies in the sense of it's definitely wrong, but definitely that it's not fact. Ki ben Adam eino sones hakazav b'tivo, because we naturally don't really don't abhor lies. V'rabim oavim oso, and many people actually enjoy them as long as they sound good. U'mishtashim bo shashu yedidus, and they become close with it. V'al hachacham, the job of the chacham, the haber b'sipuri asofim the kabel asemetz luzaros esaksavim. The wise, rational thinker has to penetrate whatever he's reading, whatever he's looking at, to get to the kernel of what's true and what's, less true. V'kan yesh kar nirchav el hadimyon, and here kitev hadimyon lemaher l'skadem lahagid mishpat term jaseir echim mozneh mishpat lishkol apel zadav l'afano, and here the dimyon has the advantage. Because our non-logical thought can come to a conclusion much more quickly than our logical thought. Our logical thought requires following through all the steps. If we decide that we like something and it's not 100% logical, there are no further steps to take because the logic doesn't progress any further. So it has to stop at this point. So the seichel is at a disadvantage, right? Terem shaseh reichim maznei hamishpat, before the scales of figuring out what's really true are set. Before we can figure out what in fact is true and what in fact is false. That's the end of Oscha. So what was he trying to tell us? I mean, he told us something which was interesting. But again, until now, he's been building up the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. I think, and I could be wrong, but I don't have a better explanation at this point, and I think it serves as the connection to the next piece. I think right now he's transitioning to what we've actually been waiting to get to, which is what does anything we've been talking about now have to do with Emunah? Right? We've been setting up, you know, the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creation, which is all great. But how's that getting me to that Midah of Adinos that we talked about at the beginning? I think right now he's talking about the greatness of the human mind and that it can do both. But I think what he's going to drive at now is that taking everything that we've learned until now, so Emunah should be Pashut. And taking all this and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and created this world should be obvious. And yet, there are those who do not have that possible. So that's what he's talking about, because we have this koach that he put into us. Now, whether he's trying to stress that he put it into us in order to give us the ability to have Bechira and to have free choice, or if he's just trying to say, you know, the why it's not so as easy as we might think to get to the next step. When the next step, which he'll describe, actually the next paragraph is extra fascinating. We're not going to have time to do it right now, unfortunately. But if you look in the newer edition, it's called Oath Test with the Star. If for whatever reason it was not printed in the original text, so and it actually serves as this a little bit more of a bridge. Where now he's going to try to tell us that sometimes we're blocked from seeing the truth of the matter, and it's the truth of the matter that with this backdrop that we have to get to. And Be'ezras Hashem, we'll have a little bit more clarity about when we continue next time.